Today, we are going to discuss marriage. And more importantly, we want to study how the idea of marriage interacts with a society as a whole. In other words, we want to know how observing marriages in different cultures can help us learn a bit more about the larger community. So, when we sociologists want to study families, we must first have a perspective, a kind of lens to look through. You might remember from the reading the idea of functionalism. In sociology, functionalism is when you look at a society and individuals within a society as filling a role, or a function. They have to serve some purpose. Let's use this lens, the perspective of functionalism, to examine marriage. When considering the role of families in societies, functionalists believe that they play a key role in stabilizing the culture. The family performs certain tasks that help a society grow and develop. After a series of tests, sociologist George Murdoch has determined that there are three universal functions of the family: sexual, reproductive, and educational. According to Murdoch, the family, which for him includes the state of marriage, regulates sexual relations between individuals. He does not deny the existence of sex outside of marriage, but states that the family offers a socially approved sexual outlet for adults. This outlet gives way to reproduction, which is a necessary part of ensuring the survival of society. Once children are produced, the family plays a vital role in training them for adult life. The family teaches young children the ways of thinking and behaving that follow social and cultural values and beliefs. Basically, parents teach their children how to be good citizens in a given culture. But that's just the functional perspective. There are other lenses to look through. Conflict theory looks at a society as a constant state of fighting, since two individuals, families, governments, and so on are competing for a limited number of resources. Conflict theorists are quick to point out that American families have a more individualistic style of thinking. Many Americans are resistant to government intervention in the family. Parents do not want the government to tell them how to raise their children or to become involved in domestic issues. Conflict theory highlights the role of power in family life and that individuals within families are constantly struggling for control. Let's look at the division of labor within the family home as an example. Most family members don't get paid for washing dishes and vacuuming carpets. However, studies indicate that when men do more housework, women experience more satisfaction in their marriages, reducing the incidence of conflict and increasing the woman's power. In general, conflict theorists tend to study areas of marriage and life that involve inequalities in power and authority, as they are reflective of the larger social structure. Now, there is one more popular lens that many sociologists look through, and that's symbolic interactionism. Interactionists view the world in terms of symbols and the meanings assigned to them. The family itself is a symbol. To some, it is a father, mother, and children. To others, it's any union that involves respect and compassion. Interactionists stress that family is a social phenomenon that changes meaning based on the time, place, and culture. Consider what it means to be a father or a mother. At one time, it was a symbol of biological connection to a child. However, many children now are no longer raised by their biological parents, but still call them mother and father. Interactionists also realize how the roles within families are socially constructed. Interactionists view the family as a group of role players, or actors, that come together to act out their parts in an effort to construct a family. These roles are up for interpretation. Now, just to recap, if we view the family through a functional lens, then we see actions based on how it contributes to a society as a whole. If we look through a conflict theory lens, then we see family interactions as a power struggle between individuals. And if we look through the symbolic interactionist lens, then we view the actions of families as filling a role they are expected to play, and that role can change over time. Which one do you think is the most useful perspective to have on contemporary American marriages?